Part 4. Fellow Travelers. August 28, 1931. The next day in the afternoon, four of us started out for the hop fields. The most interesting of the men with me was a youth named Ginger, who is still my mate when I write this. He is a strong, athletic youth of 26, almost illiterate and quite brainless, but daring enough for anything. Except when in prison, he has probably broken the law every day for the last 5 years. As a boy, he did 3 years in Borstal, came out, married at 18 on the strength of a successful burglary, and shortly afterwards enlisted in the artillery. His wife died, and a little while afterwards he had an accident to his left eye and was invalided out of the service. They offered him a pension or a lump sum, and of course he chose the lump sum and blew it all in about a week. After that, he took to burglary again and has been in prison 6 times, but never for a long sentence, as they have only caught him for small jobs. He has done 1 or 2 jobs which brought him over £500. He has always been perfectly honest towards me, as his partner, but in a general way he will steal anything that is not tied down. I doubt his ever being a successful burglar, though, for he is too stupid to be able to foresee risks. It is all a great pity, for he could earn a decent living for he chose. He has a gift for street selling and has done a lot of jobs at selling on commission, but when he has had a good day he bolts instantly with the takings. He is a marvelous hand at picking up bargains and can always, for instance, persuade the butcher to give him a pound of eatable meat for 2 pence, yet at the same time he is an absolute fool about money and never saves a halfpenny. He is given to singing songs of the little gray home in the West type, and he speaks of his dead wife and mother in terms of the most touching sentimentality. I should think he is a fairly typical petty criminal. Of the other two, one was a boy of 20 named Young Ginger, who seemed rather a likely lad, but he was an orphan and had had no kind of upbringing, and lived the last year chiefly on Trafalgar Square. The other was a little Liverpool Jew of 18, a thorough gutter snipe. I do not know when I have seen anyone who disgusted me so much as this boy. He was as greedy as a pig about food, perpetually scrounging around dustbins, and he had a face that recalled some low-down carrion-eating beast. And we could never persuade him to wash more of himself than his nose and a small circle round it, and he mentioned quite casually that he had several different kinds of louse on him. He, too, was an orphan and had been on the Toby almost from infancy.